July. What's happening in the natural world? Here's Steve Jones, co-author of Wild Boulder County.
There's a Virginia's warbler singing up here in the ponderosa pines. Sweet, 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 sweet at the end. The cool thing about Virginia's warblers is they nest on the ground. The big attraction of warblers... Oh, there's a yellow-rumped warbler over here, just behind us. It's more of a... There's the Virginia's, and there's the yellow-rumped warbler behind it. It's more of a tinkling warbler, more of a continuous sound. Warblers are beloved by birdwatchers because they're beautiful little colorful birds that flit around in the treetops. And they're also the bane of beginning birdwatchers because they give you a neck ache looking up trying to see them. Each warbler has unique behavior, unique nesting habitat, and also they're neotropical migrants. They come way up from South America to nest. So we've come up to Upper Gregory Canyon in the Boulder Mountain Park, which is a pretty moist area, where we have about four or five warbler species just to see what we can find. So far we have a Virginia's warbler, which is going to be nesting on the ground in the ponderosa forest, but is singing in this pine. And then over on the other side, a yellow-rumped warbler who nests in the conifers all the way up into the high country. The warblers learn to sing after they leave the nest. The male warblers learn to sing by listening to other male warblers. And each warbler will accumulate several variations of its typical song. So that Virginia's up there singing a classic song right now with about six introductory notes and then three descending notes at the end. But we found the yellow rumps up here singing the Virginia's song. That makes it pretty difficult to identify them because they're very hard to see. And it makes sense because if you're a young bird and you hear songs that are kind of similar to your own, why not pick that song up as well as the one you're supposed to learn? You're sort of programmed to learn a certain song, but they can pick up others. So we're in an area here of river birches and beaked hazelnuts and Rocky Mountain maples and all these really lush plants in Long Canyon. And the McGillivrees nest right in the midst of all this shrubbery. Chee, 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 chee. I don't know who McGillivray was, but I'm Celtic American, so I'm sure he was a good chap and it would have been good company and over a pint in a bar in Ireland. I love these warblers because they live in such beautiful places. They're so audacious. They'll come right up to you and check you out. And it's sort of an art form just to distinguish these different songs and then get to see these beautiful, colorful birds flitting around in the woods. So it's a good thing to do on an early morning. We came out at 6 this morning in July. Get up at early and get up in the woods and listen and look for these beautiful neotropical migrant warblers.
Steve Jones is co-author of the Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.